Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday evening, September 9th. I'm Mike Weinstein. This time, tips for those shopping for mutual funds and how to handle living on less during retirement. When shopping for a mutual fund, checking the past performance is crucial, but just because the fund received a 5-star rating in the past does not guarantee success down the road. Here's the Journal's Javier Espinoza.
They're in no way telling you what the future performance of a fund will be. So in other words, you may have missed out on what a good returns that fund gave you in the past.
And some funds that look great at one time have not withstood the test of time.
Many of these funds that were 5-star rating 10 years ago are no longer 5-stars. They might be 4-stars, 3-stars, 2-stars, and in some cases, 1-star.
A study of some of the biggest mutual funds shows that less complicated can be more profitable.
Some of the ones that offer the best returns and that have actually tripled in size and have gone from 3-stars to 5-star ratings are actually the ones that keep a very simple strategy.
Finally, he also cautioned that many funds feature managers who have had lots of success in the past, but sometimes are not able to maintain winning formulas over the long haul. Many aging baby boomers have not done enough financial planning to last through their twilight years. The Journal's Tom Lauricella advises that one way to cushion the blow is to be prepared to downsize your lifestyle.
Folks are living on much lower incomes than they had been receiving when they were working, on average 66% of their pre-retirement paycheck.
One way to dramatically cut down on your expenses is to reduce how much you spend on your home.
That has a significant impact on their long-term savings. A lot of people put that off, but the sooner you can lower your housing costs, the better.
There are ways to save on leisure activities as well that allow you to continue to participate.
You can play lots of golf, maybe take advantage of your friends' memberships without having to pay in the thousands of dollars a month for membership fees.
And if you are lucky enough to have a pension, combining that with your expected Social Security payments is a good basis for how to plan your budget. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Mike Weinstein at the Wall Street Journal.